hours to protect on Beat.
Oh, there's about, I'll say about 160. There's ashes, and sometimes there's part ashes. I even got the job of digging a grave and no ashes turned up.
I'm at the site of Ireland's first and only natural burial ground. It's in Callan in County Wexford. Because as we come to the end of our Hours to Protect series, what better way to mark it than by looking at a more ecological way to mark the end of a life? I'm joined by caretaker of the Green Graveyard, Niall Deacon, and he's telling me about the amount of graves that are at the natural burial ground that's been here at the foothills of the Black Stairs mountain range in County Wexford for the past 15 years.
I don't do numbers. It doesn't really bother me. You know, I've never wished anyone death, so as I get the job of burying them, even if I was on the last loaf of bread.
And are they coming from all over the country?
And the world. Yeah, and world. We have, German, we've all sorts of people from Mexico, from...
Mexico?
Yeah, from Japan. We would have far more people pre-booked because of the green aspect to it, to return to nature.
There are lots of ways that natural burial grounds differ from conventional graveyards. Large headstones are not allowed, for example.
It was the Quakers who sort of insisted that everyone's headstone be the same size of the same material. As in, you may have accumulated a lot more wealth and prestige in this life, but in death, we are the big equalizer.
No stones, plastics, memorials, or trinkets or toys can be left at the burial ground.
It's all based on how small a footprint have you got on the planet. Like your grave is only 4 foot deep, and you plant a tree on it, and that will eventually nourish that tree.
The Green Graveyard Company was started in 2009 by Colin McIntyre, who has been an undertaker for 30 years, like his father and grandfather before him. Based in County Donegal, as well as the Green Graveyard, Niall manufactures a more environmentally friendly coffin.
I suppose the traditional coffin is either vinyl, chipboard and vinyl, or it's a hardwood coffin. The vinyls, I suppose, are full of glues and that, which are full of formaldehyde.
A lot of the hardwood coffins used in Ireland are oak, which is imported.
The oak trees sustain their own kind of little environment where an average oak tree has about 600 different little, I suppose, bugs and critters and microorganisms that are unique to the oak tree. And by chopping that down after 130 or 150 years, totally gets rid of that impact on the environment.
Colin has a full-time weaving team making eco-friendly coffins out of a variety of materials like willow, wicker and even cardboard.
In reality, I suppose, in terms of the environmental coffins that we supply, some people go for them because of the environmental aspect of it. And in reality, a lot of people go for them because they look less scary looking, I suppose, is the term I often hear. And they feel that it's nice that somebody took the time to handcraft something for them for their final journey.
My favourite coffin that I've seen come here was recycled cardboard coffin. And it has been tested to carry 24 stone. And no other material, only cardboard. And that thing will do the same job. And, that has had a previous use. You're creating a scrubby woodland wildlife habitat. The contrast is totally different. But there's different folks for different strokes, always were and always will be.
A lot of people would say to you, oh, I don't care, just throw me under that tree out there, or bury me under that tree out there. If you know, it's an idea that came from people looking for something more simple and less. It's down to the fact that we all live a more simpler life nowadays.
Hours to Protect is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.